Hey, listeners, I have some good exciting news about the AllCast. So far, this endeavor has been much more successful than I expected. I've been able to talk to some really incredible people with great stories, a lot of wild information, some wild people. And after talking with a marketing guy, I have decided that I'm going to rebrand this podcast. Nothing will change except the name, maybe the intro music, and the logo. Everything else will be the same, the way I approach conversations, the types of people I have on. So that being said, I'm going to start off with a bit of a recap of this last year. First off, I am extremely grateful for you listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that, first of all, that people would even listen to what I have to say, my opinions, my perspectives, whether you agree, disagree, or are just entertained by it, whatever it is, I thank you. So the top episode from 2023 was episode 13, Jesse Zaboder, part one. And this is all Spotify's data that I'm about to read to you. So I'm in more places than Spotify. So these numbers, Spotify is the only one that gives me these type of numbers. These stats are not the only stats that exist, but Spotify is the only one that categorizes them like this. So episode 13 with Jesse Zaboder was streamed 1,000% more than any average episode, than most other episodes. Thank you for all the new fans that have joined this year. 98% of you listeners discovered me this year in 2023. This is really when I started buckling down and doing almost one show a week. That's my goal with 2024, is to get one show a week. That may not always happen, but that's what happened, pretty close to it in 2023. And that episode 13 with Jesse Zaboder brought in 58% of the Spotify listeners. So thank you, Jesse. The AllCast has gone global and it was streamed in 27 different countries all around the world, with 75% of those streams being in the United States. And the most new listeners are in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and number five is Sweden, believe it or not. Spotify tells me that the listeners of my podcast, their top podcast genres are comedy, religion and spirituality, and society and culture. And the listeners' top music genres are pop, rock, and CCM, which is contemporary Christian music. A lot of you listeners shared this podcast. That is one of the most powerful ways to get it out there, to get the information, whatever crucial information is being shared, to get it out there to people. And it's also one of the best ways that I'm able to grow this podcast. You know, before too long, I'm going to outline a subscription option so that everybody can get everything for free. And then there might be extra stuff like interacting with guests or interacting with myself. I'm not totally sure yet how that's going to look. But this podcast was shared all over in 2023. 40% of the shares were through a direct link, 36% through text, 6% on X or formerly Twitter, 5% Facebook, and 13% everything else. Once again, number 13, Jesse Zaboder Part 1, was the most shared episode. Not surprising there. My podcast rating was a 5.0 rating. That is fantastic. I don't think there were a ton of ratings that came in, but that is better to have a 5 than a 4. We had rather minimal activity on the Q&A and the comments section in Spotify and other platforms. You know, if you guys got something to say about the episode, you can go to the website, www.theallcast.com, and shoot me a message through there. That's actually going to change soon when I rebrand. But get in there on these platforms. Get in there and talk about it. Tell me what you think is BS. Tell me if there's any information that was said that's actually not true, and link a citation to it or some kind of evidence if possible. And tell me what you really liked and want to see more of. And the episode that got the most audience engagement was, in fact, episode 41 Part 2, which was Russell J. Gould, the Postmaster General, Commander in Chief. According to Spotify, my podcast grew 999% this year, as far as the listeners. The streams also grew 999%. That makes sense. The followers grew 790%. And the minutes that I created grew 999%. This isn't really something to brag about because I'm going in 2022 from basically zero. I had a few podcast episodes put out in 2022. So I'm going basically from from nothing to something. Obviously, it's going to track a huge percentage. So that doesn't necessarily do me much good in actually tracking what type of growth I'm having. My podcast is a top 10 podcast for 827 people. That is amazing to me. That blows my mind. That means more than 800 people. This podcast is in their top 10 things to listen to. I had no idea, and I would not have guessed that, and I'm very grateful for it. I'm going to keep doing my best to put out good shows with clear communication and articulation. I'm a top 5 podcast for 732 fans. What? That's nuts. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you like the show. And there are 434 people on Spotify, not including the other platforms, 434 people on Spotify that this is their number one podcast. That is absolutely amazing. Thank you all so much. I'm going to keep doing my best to keep it number one. And the way that I do that is just by being myself and using my genuine curiosity to try and see the best in people and to learn, because everybody's got something to share. The other good item about this change is that I will be moving to video. So all my podcasts, hopefully before February, will start to be on video and available on YouTube. So once the YouTube channel is up, everything in the past, all the episodes I've done so far, will be uploaded onto YouTube. Obviously, they won't have video because I haven't done video until now, but the audio will be available on that platform for your listening pleasure. And hopefully starting with my guests in January, everything moving forward will be on video. It's important for me to note that up till now, I have not used YouTube because I inherently disagree with their community guidelines and policies. And the fact that they censor extremely crucial information when we are dealing with real crisis in the world right now. So I'm moving to YouTube to reach a broader audience to let them know of the censorship and the other issues that are taking place. It'll be a fun learning curve for me. I taught myself all the audio editing stuff that I currently do. I edit all my own podcasts. I set up the equipment myself. Everything is me. Up until recently, I've had a little bit of help with photography and some tips and tricks from some other people who know some things about video editing software and camera equipment and things like that. So still going to keep it as basic as I can. No need to overdo it or get myself into the weeds with video editing or anything like that. So just going to be super basic. Hopefully be able to have 3 camera angles per episode. And yeah, it's going to be a fun learning curve. So bear with me as this change takes place and continue listening. If you haven't done it yet and you enjoy any aspect of this podcast, please leave me a review or a good rating or a follow or subscribe. Share it around. Share it to people you think might benefit from it as well, or at least find it entertaining. That would be a big help to me. And remember, you can send me guest recommendations. I have quite a list of guests that I am trying to get into the studio. However, my schedule is pretty limited since I do work as well. If you don't mind shooting me an email at andy@theallcast.com, tell me who your favorite guests have been and why, and somebody you'd like to hear from again. The new name for this podcast will be The Purpose Project. And as you'll see it on the logo, it'll probably say podcast at the end of it, The Purpose Project Podcast. And the reason I chose that name was because it's a little bit more specific. The Owlcast is kind of all-encompassing, but at the same time doesn't give people a good idea of what kind of content they'll find there. So in trying to keep with the times and create an additional source of income for myself through this method, I've decided that what I really like about what I'm doing is that I feel I have a sense of purpose here. And the purpose project is me putting all of my effort, my mind, my heart, and my soul into creating conversations that feed my curious mind and that feed the curiosity of others and that can teach others and that we can all learn from. My purpose here is to help unify people for the common good by using a common thread of knowledge. And that thread of knowledge can be found here in these episodes, starting at the beginning, all the way up until whenever I stop doing this podcast, if ever. Everybody has a story to share, just whether or not they're willing to, or whether or not they even know that they have something to share. Well, that's my job. I see potential in everybody. The trick is, can I speak to that potential and bring it to the surface through a 2 or 3 hour conversation? Well, that's my goal and that's my purpose, to help bring good substance of people to the surface so that everybody else can benefit from it. We all have a unique purpose. And in my belief, it's about working in tandem with, some people might call it fate or destiny or God. There's a lot of names for this thing. In my particular purview, I use the word God. And it's about working in tandem with God, putting forth my own effort and letting God put the rest of the pieces into place. So it's about creating my purpose with God. You have a purpose too. Maybe you know it, maybe you're looking for it, but either way, I'm happy you're here listening, learning, growing, and I thank you for being a listener. More episodes coming soon on the Purpose Project Podcast.